I wanted to ask you, how on earth am I supposed to refer to you, being the rock royalty that you are?
Call me D-Ro.
D-Ro? That's what you're going by now, huh? That's
call great. Me postmodern, honey. I told the band, I said, when we make this record, we're going to be postmodern. And we all agreed it was a damn fine word.
All right.
That's as far as we got.
you've had a busy morning, haven't you? You've been talking to a lot of people. Thanks for taking the time.
Tireless self-promotion the American way.
Well, I did want to tell
I've tried before, actually, once, to go the other route, you know, and say, all right, I have a Carnival Barker personality, and that coupled with my Christ-like humility is pretty incandescent stuff. That's like a Tomahawk missile right in the Cheerios, sweetheart. So, I said, I'll back off for a second for about a year. I didn't do a lot of press, and then I got a bad rap, and everybody said, that egotistical weenie, who does he think he is? He's not going to talk to me? I'm going to give him paper cuts till he's dead. In this business, you can die from paper cuts,
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, it seems I've been reading a lot about you and hearing about what you're doing now. It seems like everything has kind of come full circle for you with your new album that you have coming out.
Oh, my God. I met this girl last night, a pretty dancer named Hope Springs Eternal. I'll tell you more than Hope Springs Eternal last night. Anyway, and she said to me, how's it going, Dave? I said, sweetheart, I got a great new record. I got a smoking hot band. I got good luck. I'm on the radio. I'm on the television. I said, why don't you come back to my hotel with me tonight and destroy everything I ever dreamt of?
But you're smart enough not to let her take half of it, right?
It's nothing but poetry designed to get girls, Stacey. You know that.
I know.
I'm an intellectual slut. I like really literate smut.
On your new CD, it's Diamond Dave, coming out July 8th. Right?
About 4 days to recover from the July 4th, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Perfect timing. You do things from the Beatles, Hendrix, The Doors, Steve Miller. Are these the guys who influenced you early on?
These are the guys I shoplifted back when records were still made out of vinyl.
Before they had Napster, huh?
Yeah, this was the stuff that some of it came out before it was even in stereo. And this is how what we imitated is, I don't know, I was 11 years old, 12 years old, I come by this thing naturally. The voice fits it naturally.
Yeah.
This is all blues-based stuff, too, without sounding even remotely like B.B. King.
Yeah.
It's also 60s material, all of it. It doesn't sound even remotely like the Grateful Dead or Haight Ashbury.
Right.
These are colorful times we live in now, and they're very, very clearly cut, just like the 60s. There's a thin line between rage and fury and noise and really, really good music. If you think about it, Woodstock, the first Woodstock, was at exactly the same time as the height of the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
So, conflict and color bring out the best in the musical team. There's some great things happening out there musically in the times reflected equally, so it seemed to make that kind of sense.
Absolutely, and we've been playing shoebop, and man, you, I don't know what to say about you. You're the man. I mean, is there anything that you can't do?
Well, this is a combination of neighborhoods, dear, that you get. For example, you have a real band playing in all of this music, because I'm old school that way, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you got to have a real, real band playing really together in the studio, which we did. And I used only, 1968, 1969 drum sets, okay?
Wow.
I used only early 70s amp rigs and setups for the keyboards and so forth. But then the fellas that I was producing, the fellas and girl that I produced this with, are all under 24 years old. They're all out of the Berklee School of Music over on the East Coast,
Mm-hmm.
And that's where all the loops and, turntabling and Pro Tools and sampling and everything, that's the icing on the cupcake. So what you have is a hybrid, a couple of communities at the barbecue sitting together that you don't usually have. I mean, for Christ's sake, on my tour bus, on this last tour, we had everybody from, Ted Nugent to... the guy from Audio Slave, Tom Morello. You get everybody from the guys in Kiss to Kid Rock.
Wow.
You know, and so forth. All, you know, kind of gravitating towards the same. Well, actually, I guess I'm an action figure now. I'm not really a vocalist.
I would love to sit
you
in.
You can't see me now, darling, but I'm on heightened alert.
I would love to sit in on a conversation between you and Ted Nugent. I can only imagine how awesome that would be. What do you guys talk about?
Ted's incandescent. You don't have, you know, I have never hunted anything that wouldn't give me a lap dance once I caught her. Damn, that was good. But I started watching the Outdoor Channel because I dig Ted.
Yeah.
I have no idea what he's doing up there, you know, but it's just great.
Yeah.
It's like when I did a Japanese a Japanese interview on FM Tokyo last time I was there, and this little gal says to me in broken English, she says, David-san, I can maybe translate you speaking slow. And I said, you know what? Probably better we pre-tape this, get an official translator, because metaphysically you may not understand me even if you understand me. I try a little joke, test the water. She doesn't get it. You know, like this. I says, okay. She hits the red light. 2.5 million listeners, okay,
oh,
FM Tokyo.
God.
And she says, David-san, dokure nihongo, what? She says, how you find Japan? I says, well, I didn't. I took a Valium, and I let the pilot find it. But now that I'm here, and, you know, as I'm talking, you can see the water rising behind her glasses like a Popeye cartoon, right? You know, with the bubbles, you know, and she's vapor walking. All right, so, you know, come on, we're pros. You know, you can save the day. You fill in the punchlines. 2 hours later, you know, everybody's chittering and chattering, whatever. They played that damn thing 4 times in 2 days.
Really?
At the end of which, my translator, you know, she says, you realize they did not understand a single word of what you said. I said, really? She says, yes, but they love the way you say it.
So no more Japanese interviews for you?
Are you kidding? They've offered me a television show.
Oh, right on.
Oh, yeah. They want me to do this thing I created for the VH1 classic that's coming up. I did 3 days and nights worth of Diamond Days 4th of July Christmas special. Mm-hmm. And if you dug California Girls and Hot for Teacher and all that kind of sense of humor and characters, then you'll love this. You know, I got the Dom triplets from Playboy magazine, and I got the lowrider bikes, and I found a yellow ice cream truck for the ice cream segment.
Wow.
I got a lowrider donkey. Don't ask. Only allegations. No charges were filed.
So was
God,
this?
You had to bring that up.
Was this all up to you,
oh,
or did VH1 have their hands in it?
Oh, fine. So tune it in, or in fact, go wherever you want. It's inescapable.
That's great.
Folks, if you're having a good time with this interview, tell a friend. If you're having a lousy time, tell an enemy, because we'll be back.
Exactly. Exactly.
Tell him, Stacey.
Oh, man, you sound like you're having too much fun. Did you ever think it would be this great when you were just starting off?
Yes. Otherwise, why bother starting, Coach?
Yeah. But seriously, like, when you started, obviously you had dreams for the future. How has that come close to reality, if at all?
Well, I always dug the hard working part. I always somehow took perhaps foolish pride in being able to outwork everybody else.
Uh-huh.
I come from Indiana with a banjo on my knee. It's not really a banjo, it's a shovel.
Yeah.
I wasn't handed a rifle when at the age of 8, I was handed a shovel.
Dig yourself out of situations, or?
Yeah, no metaphysics before happy hour stage. Come on, read the contract.
So life is good, and you always knew it would be. Needed to get away
from
that shovel, huh?